What the heck is quantum biology and how can you use it to improve your health? Today's podcast is going to talk about that and so much more, so stay tuned. Welcome back. My name is Sarah. This is the Sarah Kleiner Wellness YouTube channel. And today I have on Dr. Catherine Clinton, who is one of the world's experts in quantum biology and how we actually apply this to our health. Because I think that's important for people that watch and listen to the show to understand, like, great, this is really interesting information, but how does it apply to me? So we're going to talk about that today in this episode. And I wanted to let you know, Dr. Clinton has an amazing summit that is coming up the first weekend of October, last weekend in September, and it is totally free. There's going to be a link for that summit in the show notes for you and in the pinned comment here on YouTube. So make sure to check that out. And before we jump into today's episode, I want to thank a couple of sponsors of the show. The first one is going to be VivaRays. They are my go-to source for protecting my circadian rhythms, which is a huge part of quantum biology, believe it or not. You can use my code YOGI to save on their circadian glasses, as well as their EMF, low EMF headphones and eye masks. The second sponsor is Upgraded Formulas. Check them out and use my code YOGI12 or YOGI if you've already used that one before. A wonderful source for getting to the bottom of your minerals, mineral balances, all that stuff. They have a great magnesium as well that actually bypasses the gut if you do have any issues with your gut. This is a great product. So check them out. And those are all linked down in the show notes. Let's jump into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I am so excited to have Dr. Catherine Clinton here with me today. And we are going to talk about what the heck is quantum biology and how does it relate to your health? So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. It's an absolute pleasure to talk with you. I always love talking with you. I love your work. So it's great to be here today.
Yeah, thank you. And you're having an amazing, so if people are watching this live when it comes out, you're having an amazing quantum biology summit. There's going to be a link in the show notes. And if you're watching on YouTube, it's in the pinned comment. And I'm a speaker. Carrie's a speaker. Carrie Bennett. A lot of people know Carrie that listen to the show. So if you're listening to this or watching this and you're like, all right, I want to know more, then I just want to note that they can go check out the summit. But let's maybe just go to basics. What is quantum biology and how does it impact our health?
Absolutely. It's a great question. Everyone's like, I've heard of quantum physics. I've heard of biology, but what are you talking about with quantum biology? And what we're talking about is the study of quantum phenomenon in living systems. So quantum tunneling, the idea that a particle doesn't have to go over a hill, and that hill can be an energy space, something where it doesn't have enough energy to get to its destination. It can go straight through it, right? Like a soccer ball. Mm-hmm. Or entanglement, where two particles are inseparable, although they may be billions of miles away, they are still in communication and interconnected. Coherence, the idea that particles and living systems can oscillate at the same frequency and cause biological action. All of these things have been shown in research to be happening in living systems. And so it's really the study of what photons of light, what phonons of sound, what electrons and protons and excitons, what all these things are doing in our body and how they impact our health, because they do. They have a profound impact on our health. And, you know, when I was in naturopathic medical school, everything, and it still is, everything is and was a chemical mechanical model. Mm-hmm. So we really looked at pharmaceutical models and looked at botanical ways to mimic that same mechanism of action without the side effects of the pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm. And some of us do use pharmaceuticals because they can be really powerful in our clinical practice. But that chemical mechanical model is just one piece of the story, right? We know that we have trillions and trillions of cells in our body, mm-hmm. and each one of those cells is completing over 100,000 tasks each second. And this isn't fringe science. This is something that is taught, you know, in our middle school biology classes. Yes. And it is impossible with that chemical mechanical model. And that's where quantum biology comes in.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, so many things that we both talk about are things like water and the water network in the body. And I think people have like a hard time conceptualizing it. Everyone always says, oh, your body is, you know, 70% water, or even I think a lot of people understand that the body is 99% water molecule, right? And so all the cells, everything in the body is like surrounded by water, but they are, it's fringe to talk about how things like vibration and light can impact that water inside the body, which if every single cell is surrounded by that water, right? Why wouldn't that impact our health? Like, I think that's a kind of a basic thing maybe we can break down for people maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just on a very basic level, that water molecule, that oxygen with those hydrogen biparts on it, you know, it looks like kind of like a Mickey Mouse head, right? Mm-hmm. And it creates this dipole. It creates a positive and a negative side that can interact separately in a way, although it stays that molecule, with so many different things. And I think that's what makes water so unique. And dancing, you know, we think of those Mickey Mouse heads, like we're just drinking a glass of H2O. And that's really far from what's happening. It is very dynamic. It is constantly being influenced by the world and energies and frequencies around us, electromagnetic frequencies, frequencies. There's a lot of research about frequencies of consciousness, vibrations of sound, so, vibrations just in general. And it creates this different structure of water. So when we're talking about the water inside our body, it's really creating these sheets of structured water that form our hydrophilic surfaces, our water-loving surfaces. And that includes our cell membranes, our fascia, our tissue. I mean, much of our body is a hydrophilic surface. Our fascia and our connective tissue and the collagen within that is a hydrophilic surface. And the research that kind of dissects this down shows that they create these nanotubules, right? Down on the quantum level in size, right? So these nanotubules of collagen create a sheath of structured water on the outside, but also in the inside. And it propels, it acts as a liquid crystal, and it is able to capture energy, and it propels the movement of water and protons throughout that system. So it's this, once you start to look a little bit deeper, you see like, wow, it's not just water in the body. You know, water is mm-hmm. like the most overlooked thing in science and medicine. It's really creating this communication network yes. throughout the body.
Yeah, I think that's what's key is the communication network, because, you know, I've really started seeing this with different people. When you have stiffness, right, or a lack of that flow or lack of energy, and I'm not being woo-woo here, right? There's, you can look at cancer cells, you can look at tumors, these sorts of things. That's a lack of communication. It's a lack of flow that's been manifested inside of the body. This comes down to the integrity of that water inside the body. Does it, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And like you said, there's research showing that, you know, those cancerous cells have that lack of structured water that we talked about. That's like a sheet, right? Mm-hmm. Acts as a template for more sheets of structured water to build. But the inside of them is incoherent. It's that bulk water. It is not structured. So you have a lack of communication within the cell and a lack of communication lining the cell for the outside environmental cues and communication to happen. So you have this double whammy, so to speak, happening. And I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would be some ways that people can improve that if they're listening? Like, okay, this makes sense, right? And I've done some podcasts with Veda Austin. I've done a lot of podcasts that have, you know, deeper dive into this whole topic of water. But, you know, how would somebody listening, they're like, all right, how do I improve this integrity and coherence inside of my body?
Absolutely. And I think one of the first things we can say is that our intentions can influence that water, right? So we have the power wherever we are. Even if we are stuck in a high rise in Manhattan covered with Wi-Fi routers, right? Yep. We have the power to use our intentional thought. And that's been shown in research to affect water structure. And once we get out of that Manhattan high rise, there's so many things that can influence that water structure, such as sunshine, such as red light, infrared energy of all kinds, sauna, movement. Movement really helps charge that fascial network we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Those collagen nanotubules are piezoelectric. So when we move, they create an electrical charge, and that electrical charge further structures the water that's on the outside and inside of those tubules. And so that's a wonderful way to help build that structured water within us. And, you know, James Oshman has done amazing research with fascia and grounding and earthing, right? The fascial pads on the bottom of our feet coming in contact with the earth and that sea of free electrons that is lining our earth. You know, I talk about it with patients, like the earth is our socket and we're the plug. So just plugging into that, we get that instantaneous effect. And of course, there's lots of research about it. But when I share a study about, well, 2 hours, it showed this kind of decrease in inflammation, an increase in flow and cardiovascular benefits and immune system benefits, they're like 2 hours. But we have to remember that that is a study that looked at 2 hours, right? Mm-hmm. We know that that change happens instantaneously. And yes. Oshman really talks about how those fascial pads on the bottom of our feet can really collect those electrons and then, like we said, move them throughout that communication network. Because, you know, a lot of us don't think of our bodies having electrical charge, but they do. The negative charge that our bodies and our cells have is really important. When we see a decrease in that negative charge, we see an increase in sickness and disease. And so these things really help maintain that charge and help build that structured water throughout the body.
Yeah, I think people don't understand how the body runs on a DC electric current, right? And, you know, you could read Robert O'Becker's book if you want to learn more about that. And he's even shown fingertips being regenerated, things like that. It's pretty crazy, pretty wild stuff, right? The human body just capable of so many things, but what's typically surrounding us is this, you know, AC electric current. And we have to think of our body as this electric, you know, being that needs to get that charge. We need to charge. And our modern lives and so much of what is happening today depletes that electric charge. And like you mentioned sunlight, you mentioned grounding, these things that they always seem too simple to be true, but you and I shout them from the rooftops because that can help to increase that electric charge. The sunlight striking the skin can increase that integrity of the water in the body and that coherence, that communication. And so I think that, yeah, I think when people start to understand these things, the dots start to connect a little bit. But I would love to know as a practitioner, because I did take the quantum biology level 2 earlier this year. And I heard you talk about a patient and kind of using this practically. I'd love to hear how you use these things with patients. Like what does that even look like?
Yeah, absolutely. And the first thing I do, Sarah, is I share this research with them because there's that mental hurdle, like leaving a doctor's office with instructions to earth and to get outside and sync, you know, circadian rhythm with the sun. It's like, okay, yeah. And I also got this supplement and that's what I'm going to focus on. Because
The supplement and the diet.
Yeah, because we're inundated with that. And that's important. But like we said, it's a piece of it. So I really spend a lot of my initial visits with the patient, sharing with them not only the research, but my own personal experience, right? So I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, which is an autoimmune disease that affects the GI tract. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto thyroiditis affecting the thyroid. I was diagnosed with Lyme disease. And all of these things I treated using that chemical mechanical model. And I only got so far, right? Yeah. And because it's a piece. So I share with them my experience with it to really motivate them to use and do what I'm telling them to do, right? So that's the first piece. And then I prescribe that. And it depends because, you know, honestly, Sarah, some of the patients I'm seeing are really sick. So if you tell someone to get at sunrise and go barefoot on the grass, there's just an enormous hurdle for someone who's very, very sick and chronically sick. So I start with baby steps, you know, go outside in the AM whenever you wake, because sleep is important, and start syncing with the sun there, right? Mm-hmm. So oftentimes patients don't have the vitality to be up right before sunset, or excuse me, sunrise, and to do this. So we move the meter, we move the needle in increments, and there's some morning exposure to sunlight that needs to happen. There's some movement at that time that needs to happen, because I think both really start to sync that circadian rhythm as well as food. So if we can do all of those things in that morning period before the sun is up at, you know, noon, then we are moving the needle closer to that ideal of seeing that AM sun and that sunrise, right? And so oftentimes I'm starting there. Oftentimes I am talking with my patients about getting grounding shoes. So that they can go out because they have such sensitivity in their bodies to different feels and different structures and textures. And I'll be honest with you, the patients that do this and see the benefits, it's just like a snowball. They are trying to get up and see that sunrise. They are trying to go out and garden or do the movement all together with bare feet on the ground. So no one really stays in that realm, but that's where I start a lot of my patients who are really suffering and don't have vitality, because meeting our patients where they are at is really important. You know, I think we've all had that doctor experience where somebody's talking over our head, they're not listening, they don't understand, like, man, I can't do that. Like, I am sick, right? So, so I start my patients wherever they are at to get out, get moving, see the sun, eat that food, sync that rhythm. And like I said, it's just a snowball that they start to sync with the sun and get up earlier. And that is a decrease in inflammation and symptoms throughout the patient population that I see.
Yeah, it's so fascinating. And I think you had mentioned when I did do that certification, a patient that had, I think it was psoriasis maybe, and that you used just these really simple tools. It was a patient had suffered with this condition for years. And if anyone listening knows about psoriasis, it's a very, very uncomfortable condition and life altering, and makes you not really want to go out and let anyone see you because you're just covered. But you were able to resolve that using a lot of these really simple quantum strategies, right? Hope you're enjoying today's episode with Dr. Catherine Clinton. Just a quick little note to remind you, she is having an amazing free quantum biology summit. If you are interested in what we're talking about in this show and you want to learn more from top experts all around the world and myself, I am also a part of the summit talking about my personal health journey using these principles, then check that out again, linked in the pinned comment and also in the show notes. And let's go ahead and jump back into today's episode.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We did red light therapy. We did circadian syncing and we did earthing, and the earthing wasn't even a big picture because they weren't super excited about it.
It was a teen. I think it was a teenager, right? That you,
Yeah. It was a teen, and getting them barefoot outside, or you know, getting in contact with the earth wasn't in their cool realm of being.
Yeah, totally.
But they do now, so that's great. But within a month, they were able to reverse that plaque psoriasis mm-hmm. that they had. They were able to be a teen and go out and show their face and show their body in a way where they felt proud, and that wasn't that constant covering up. Mm-hmm. And now they do. They do earth. They do take off their shoes, and they do heed some of the other things that I was talking about, because at first it was just like, oh my gosh, this one's kind of out there, like, yeah. You know, but the proof really is in the pudding, right? And that's how it is for so many of my patients. If you can get the ball rolling and start a couple of these things, then you start to see improvements. And that's all you care about when you are sick.
Exactly.
So that's been such a wonderful joy in my life, is being able to not have a patient leave with a grocery bag of supplements.
Yes.
Because supplements are so bio-individual too.
Yes.
And it's really, it's not to bash all supplements, because I love supplements and I think they're great, but they're just a piece of it. And they're a piece that we need to understand that individual's biochemistry that our testing isn't sophisticated enough to even understand at this point, right? So it's a real trial and error, but we don't need any testing to know that we are circadian driven. We don't need any testing to know that our negative charge throughout the body is important, and the earth's surface can give us that. You know, we don't need that sophisticated testing, because it applies to humans and animals and plants and everything on our planet. So it's just a beautiful place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's just such a great message for people to hear, because, you know, and you mentioned Lyme, which is a huge topic these days. And I get questions all the time about Lyme and parasites. And, you know, it's like people are like, I can't go grounding. I can't go outside because I don't want to get Lyme. I don't want to be barefoot because I don't want to get parasites. And so, I don't know, what's your perspective, you know, having worked as a naturopathic doctor and then now on this other side of quantum biology, how do you feel about those things?
Yeah, absolutely. I get the same thing. And from my perspective, those things are a problem when our negative charge is down, when that communication system is not intact. So our, you know, right now I am thriving. I am feeling great. Does that mean I'm parasite free? Does that mean I don't have those things in my body? Absolutely not. I have never tested a patient for Lyme and it didn't come back positive in one scale or another, right? Mm-hmm. Like for example, a Western blot, it looks at different segments of the Lyme spirochete to see if you've had exposure. I've never had anybody come back negative.
Wow.
And these things are just ubiquitous in our world. It is something that we come in contact with: parasites, germs, microbes. Mm-hmm. They're in our world.
Everywhere.
And that's not to say that they don't hold power and they don't affect us and can't cause you know, adverse effects. Of course they can. But when we tend to that negative charge in the body, when we tend to our communication network in the body, those symptoms don't pop up even if those things are present. So I think that's something that has really been sort of mind blowing for me, because when I was diagnosed with that, it was all about, you know, what antimicrobials can I take? Yeah. What can I do to fight this? And the thing is, it's a spirochete. It goes back into that form, into that encapsulated form that is really hard to treat and diagnose. And it's like these viruses that live in our nerves, like herpes, for example, right? So if you are introduced or encounter herpes, not everyone is going to display symptoms, right? And what is the difference there? Is it the microbe? No, it's not. It's the same one. HPV is another example. I mean, there's so many examples out there. We could talk about Epstein-Barr. I mean, I won't go on and on. But I could,
yeah, there's so many though. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And what causes one person to present with symptoms and, you know, a decline in health, and someone else with the same exposure, and not just the same exposure, but actually you can test and see that they have that.
Right.
Yeah, it's there. What is the difference? Well, to me, it's the terrain, right? And it's really that terrain looks like our communication system, and whether that's intact, our negative charge, our mitochondrial function, our internal terrain of our thoughts and our consciousness. You know, psychoneuroimmunology, like it says, plays a huge piece in our immune system. So it's much bigger than we're being taught in medical school right now, and it's much bigger than it's being treated in most doctors' offices. So that's really my short and dirty take on those.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an important conversation to have, because it's just, it keeps coming up over and over and over again. And someone was on me the other day on Instagram, "Don't you believe in parasites?" and da da da. And they were just going on and on and on. And I'm like, let me give you a little, why don't you look up terrain theory? Like, I think that's a good one to kind of start with, because yeah, if your body holds this electrical charge and you are robust, then you're going to have the parasites, but they're not going to take you under. And so, and I think that's why one person in a home that has mold in it will get very sick and everyone else is not sick, you know, because maybe this is the mom, you know, or the person who's kind of shouldering everything for the family and has all the stresses, that's the person that gets taken out. And so, I think that's important for people to understand that, you know, we can't run around being afraid of everything all the time. Because that's going to make us sick, right? Like you mentioned with the psychoneuroimmunology, but it should be empowering that we can do these really simple things to increase our electrical charge, right?
Right. And you know, the pushback, like, we shouldn't be talking about things that can make us healthier in the face of things that can make us unhealthy is just so bizarre to me. It's like, don't we want all those tools? We are not saying those things don't exist. We are not saying that they don't have impact on people's lives. We're saying that the toolbox is too small right now, and we should have a bigger toolbox. Don't we want all the tools to help people stay well? I certainly do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Nathan Walls, who he was teaching for QBC when I did the training a couple of years ago, he was on my YouTube channel again a couple of years ago talking about his experience with Lyme and how he went to multiple doctors and got a long list of supplements, and the supplements helped for a little bit and the diet helped for a little bit, but then he continued to feel worse and worse. And that's when he came across, you know, quantum biology, circadian biology, began implementing those things. And one of the things that he talks about that he did during that time was cold plunging and cold therapy. And, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit about how that can positively impact that electrical charge for people, because I'm a huge believer in cold therapy, but I think a lot of people are afraid of it. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, I love it. And it's something, you know, coming from naturopathic training, you know, I went to the University of Natural Medicine in Portland, and they have a whole hydrotherapy unit. And it's a, you know, it's a year-long class that we have to take. There's so many different ways to utilize this therapy, and it's been used for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Yep. And now we know the science behind it, you know, in part that it increases our mitochondrial function, which is going to increase that water body within us. It's going to increase that potential, that voltage, that negative charge in our cells and body. And I think that also there's that piece of the psychoneuroimmunology where in the face of cold, we have to steady ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to build that internal resilience emotionally. And, you know, a lot of people, I have them start with a cold shower, you know, like end your shower with as long as you can in cold, which sometimes it's not very long, right? Yep. If you're starting this process, but it's really this twofold thing that there is the science behind it, and there's the physical aspect of what's happening to our mitochondria, what's happening to our fat burning capacity, all these different things on a physical level. But then also there's that big psychoneuroimmunology piece where our body is responding to a voice inside that says, it's okay. Mm-hmm. That's hard, but you are okay. And that's very powerful when it comes to our immune system and our health.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what's so important for people to understand. Like, we can talk about the quantum side of it and that electron tunneling that's improved when we do cold therapy. It shrinks the space between those proteins in the mitochondria and allows the electrons to flow a lot quicker. But yeah, I think that the mental side of it is equally as important, and it does build up that resilience, which again is a part of this whole thing. And you know, I think this topic and this conversation is, again, so empowering for people, because the world of functional medicine, in my opinion, has gotten just so out of hand. You know, people have an issue, they have a health problem, and they go to their doctor, and the doctor says, here's a steroid, you know, like your patient with psoriasis, maybe he's got steroid creams, all that stuff, right? We know that that's not going to cure anything. But then we go to functional medicine and we're like, here's a list of supplements I want you to take and a diet and all this stuff. And they might get a little bit better, but we're still not getting to that root cause of things, you know? And then people are just thousands and thousands of dollars in the hole. So as a clinician that works in quantum biology and does this with your patients, my question is, how the heck do you keep your business running and the doors open if you're not selling them a ton of testing and supplements? Do you still utilize those things, or is it in conjunction with, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've never been a fan of that model. You know, in functional medicine, you order the supplements and then you mark them up and sell them. And that's mm-hmm. really where people make the most of their money.
Yeah.
And and people do it ethically, and are wonderful practitioners out there, but I've always seen a conflict of interest in it. And I like to talk with my patients about all of it. And I like to really minimize the supplements. Although, you know, again, back to those sick patients, myself, when I was so sick, if I didn't have prednisone, if I didn't have that course of prednisone, that positive feedback loop, I mean, if it's wonderful to have all the tools in the toolkit. So it really just pauses that sort of hysterical, just, you know, that positive feedback loop where the inflammation just goes and goes and goes and goes, you know, it just multiplies like a snowball. And so So sometimes I'm definitely using that with my patients. Other times when it's not as drastic, we can go straight to talking about their diet and talking about a couple supplements that they might be needing to use. You know, I prefer people get their fish oils in fish,
yes.
But if that's not part of their diet and is not going to be added to their diet, then we talk about supplements. So I'm not adverse to all supplements, but I like them leaving the office with, you know, no more than two or three supplements.
Yeah.
And the basis of what we're talking about is lifestyle changes. It's how really to connect back to our place in the world as humans, right? And we're so divorced from that. We live in our boxes. We go outside into the car in another box, drive to another box, get in there. Everything is artificial. Our lighting, our heat, all of this is artificial, and our body is constantly looking for signals, right? Mm-hmm. It is just a large
mitochondria is looking for signal all the time. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And when none of those signals match the signals we evolved over millennia with, there are problems downstream, right? Inflammation, autoimmune conditions, all these things. And so I really talk with my patients about finding their place in the world. And so many people who have a chronic disease, who have an autoimmune condition, have some sense of trauma or some emotional component that goes along with that. So what I really try to talk with my patients about is, you know, do your talk therapy, do your neurofeedback, do whatever you want to address the trauma, but finding safety in a patch of grass, finding safety in the rhythm of the sun, that is so powerful. And that doesn't require another person, a device, a supplement, and to be held by our earth, by the rhythm of the sun. There is a safety in that that so many people are missing, right? We live in unsafe relationships and families, workplaces, society at large can feel very chaotic and unsafe. So many of us are dealing with trauma, even from a childhood perspective or an epigenetic perspective, like our parents and our grandparents. So, you know, coming down to a root cause and talking about how this isn't just about mitochondrial function. And it isn't just about that structured water and all these things. It's also about finding and returning to our place in the world and finding a sense of safety and belonging in that. And that really, for me, is some of the best medicine that we have.
100%. Wonderful. Well, I know that you are having a summit again, and I'm going to put that link in the show notes for everyone so they can go check that out. But do you want to talk a little bit about that and then also how people can find you if they want to follow you and your work and some of the wonderful things that you're offering right now?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you are one of the featured speakers on the summit, of course, and it's the Quantum Biology Wellness Summit, and it really ranges the spectrum from, you know, hardcore scientists like Jerry Pollack and John Stuart Reed, all the way to I'm interviewing a whale whisperer that goes out and blesses the water and communicates with the whales, and a quantum healer, a midwife that I used to assist with, an ancient, ancient indigenous wisdom. She was an indigenous midwife in Mexico. So it really spans the whole kind of broad range of quantum biology and the wellness that can be offered there. Because I think that's one of the beautiful things is that it brings us full circle back to what some of these ancient indigenous cultures always spoke of, right? The importance of water, the importance of sun. So it's not like this is new information. So, but at the same time, we also have new, exciting, validating research out there. Robert Edward Grant, his talk is phenomenal.
I'm excited for that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it is There's so many wonderful speakers, and I really feel indebted and so grateful for all of you coming on the summit and sharing your knowledge just so freely. So it's a free summit because we want this information out there. So I'm Dr. Catherine Clinton, and it's C-A-T-H-E-R-E with Catherine with a C. And you can find the summit at drcatherineclinton.com/wellness-summit. And that's where you can find out information about me and the courses I offer and my perspective on health and wellness.
Wonderful. And I'll make sure that's linked in the show notes for anybody listening, or if you're on YouTube, it'll be in the pinned comment so you can find that. And we're definitely going to have to chat again soon. So thank you so much for being here today. It's been just a really, really fun time.
Absolutely, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for doing the work that you do and spreading this information so widely. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode with Dr. Catherine Clinton. Again, that Quantum Biology Summit is linked in the show notes for you. If this was an interesting conversation for you and you want to learn more, you're ready to dive deeper into this topic, it's a perfect segue into doing that. So check it out. And thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Viva Rays. If you are interested in protecting those circadian rhythms, then make sure to check them out and use my code YOGI, as well as Upgraded Formulas. If you are in need of a good magnesium supplement, which I think 95% of us are, make sure to check them out and use my code YOGI12 or YOGI to save. And again, if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave me up to a 5-star review over on Apple or Spotify. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Have a fantastic rest of your day.